Accession number 9751, reel 1.
Mr. Frank Rain, reel 1. I wonder if you could tell me when and where you were born, Mr. Rain.
Born? Well, my parents came from Darlington. My father was an engineer, and he got a job at Richards and Westcott's in this town. So we came to live at what we called in those days Old Hartlepool, the old side. And I was born at what they called the Hilf in Hartlepool.
What job did your father do?
He was an engineer at Richards and Westcott's.
And what was your actual date of birth?
Mine? 8th of November, 1895.
What sort of upbringing did you have in these very early years?
Very poor. Everybody was poor. And by poor, I mean poor. It was a question of coppers. I mean, today they haven't the slightest idea of what poor is. You know, you used to see the kids waiting for the men coming from the shipyard for an odd crust or two in the bare feet. Raggy breeches, seats out, poor little devils.
Was your family as bad off as
I was? Oh, no, we were never hungry. No, we never went that far, but we had to be very careful, because there were six of us, eventually. Not six at the time at Hartlepool there, because I was only the second one. I had an elder brother. He was killed at Salonika in 1915. He went straight off and was killed in an accident in Salonika.
Your father, he was an engineer, you say. Was he in regular employment?
Yes, I think so, but I think the wage would be something like 30 shillings a week.
And you were fed and clothed at a basic level?
Yes.
No luxuries?
No, all luxuries. No.
What sort of education did you have?
Well, elementary, really. I went to a little school. Really, it was a Wesley. And it was 6 months a week. That was what we paid, 6 months a week at Wesley. Well, it was a canny little school, probably 100 pupils. And when I was about 13 or so, I sat for an examination for the technical college, which I passed, and I was there for a year till I was 14.
What sort of things had they taught you at the Wesley School? What was the syllabus?
Well, the real groundwork was what is necessary to me today, was what the teachers referred to as the three R's, which was arithmetic, writing,
reading.
And reading.
And
yes.
You attended there from when? From 5 to...
Oh, from 5 till 13.
You passed this examination and went on to West Hartlepool Technical College.
That's right.
What were you studying there for a year?
Well, more or less the same things as today, I suppose. There were extra things such as languages, and there was a lab they devoted a lot of time to, which to me has never been a heap of use. And unfortunately had to leave there when I was 14.
Why did you have to leave?
Financially. I got a job in a solicitor's office, 5 shillings a week.
Was this your idea to go into that business, the solicitor's office?
Well, it was. I wasn't suitable for anything else. I hadn't any engineering ability. I was pretty good with other things, like figures. I was very good, always good. And the solicitor was a... well, it was an old reprobate. I should say I wasn't getting very far there.
You were there from 1909 to 1911, I believe. What jobs did you do for the solicitor? What was your basic daily work?
Nothing. There was very, very little to do. And I studied other things and read books and that sort of thing. But there was very little work to do. As a matter of fact, the main job was, if anybody came for him, to go and yank him out of a pub. That was really the main job at the pub, at the office. And I was always one that... I was a good worker, and it bored me to death, really.
So where did you try and get a job, then?
Well, I tried all over, but still, even in those days... jobs weren't easy to get. And I eventually got this job at the steelworks as a clerk.
Is that the South Durham
Steelworks? South Durham Steelworks.
And that's in Hartlepool?
That was in Hartlepool.
And you started there in 1911?
Yes.
Now, what were you doing there?
Invoice clerk.
What exactly did that entail?
Invoicing the plates to the different shipyards. That was all.
How did you go about that?
Well, it was really all copy work. The sheets used to come in from the mill, and we just copied them into an official book. Then they were sent off to the different purchasers.
Was this work more to your taste?
Oh, no. But there were people there, whereas in the solicitor's office I had no company at all. But at the steelworks, there were maybe 10 in the office. In that particular office.
Did you see this job as having prospects?
Yes. Yes, I just thought I might get something from it.
To look at the sort of recreational side, were you interested at all in the Boy Scouts or the Church Lads Brigade?
No, no. All I thought about was football. Morning, noon and night. If we hadn't a ball, we made one. Yes.
Who did you play in the local leagues?
Played in the local church league, yes. Most Saturdays. And the Saturdays that I was off, we went to Middlesbrough to see Middlesbrough Football Club. And that was before the road that what they called the Tees Road was built. And so we had to walk to Greetham and Cowp and Bewley and across the transporter up to the football match. But before that we had sandwiches and water in a park there. Went to the match, came back, went to the swimming bath, came back over the transporter and walked and played back. I should think we would run 30 miles and the day cost us a shilling.
So you were very fit?
Oh, as fit as a lop, yes. And when we eventually joined the army, I mean, it was...
So, what other recreations did you have, or was it just football?
That was the only recreation. Swimming. I was a member of the... I used to go down to the pier every morning from September to October. what they call the porpoises.
You'd be young then, but did you drink at all? Alcohol, I mean?
Drink? I never had a drink at all. No.
Now, as August approached, late July and August of 1914, did you see war approaching? Were you expecting war to break out?
Definitely. Yes.
What had you heard about the international situation, and what did you think about it?
Well, it was very similar to the last one. You could see it brewing up. There's trouble here and trouble there, and of course that assassination was just a... Something else would have happened if that hadn't. I mean, the assassination of whoever it was in Serbia, you know.
Where did you get your information about these affairs? Were you an avid reader of the newspapers, or was it just popular rumour?
Oh, newspapers. We had a local paper, which cost a halfpenny. Came out every night. I don't know how much it is now, but...
What did you think about the Germans before the war broke out? What did you think they...
Never thought about them at all, no. Never really heard of them.
So you just heard about the international situation. You didn't take a great interest in
what was going on. Nothing like today, where you get news every half hour. There was nothing of that. And I don't think anybody's worried much or thought much about it.
Now, where were you when the day war broke out?
I was staying with an aunt in Darlington. And I remember distinctly seeing, I think it was the Seaforth Highlanders. They marched with a band of pipes through Darlington, and I remember vividly the kilts and the band, and it really set me going. I packed my holiday up and came down home, be on a bicycle.
Why did it set you going? What was it about it that
appealed to you? Nothing would have kept me out then. Nothing would have kept me away.
Was this patriotism, or what you'd read in books, or your upbringing? What made you so responsive to just seeing...
Partly to get away from life. To get out and see something different. A longing for something. Adventure, if you like.
Were you very patriotic?
Very. Oh, yes. I came home and I had this inseparable friend of mine. And, of course, I started him off the same. And we never settled till we got into the army.
Did you think it was going to be a long war? Did you think anything about...
Oh, it was going to be over by Christmas. Oh, yes.
What made you think that?
That's what we were told. It's what everybody, papers and everybody said so. Be over by Christmas. This was in August. Would be July, really. July, August started on August the 4th. War was declared on August the 4th.
Now, you and your friend decided to join up. What was his name? Do you remember?
Do I remember? Yes. Neesham. Yes.
How did you go about trying to join up?
Well, we called from work to the recruiting office every night.
Where was the recruiting office?
It was in the county court.
In Hartlepool?
In Hartlepool, yes. And there were crowds of people there. And, of course, he was a year younger than me, although he was taller. But I think I would weigh about 8 stone. I had a 32-inch chest, and of course they just wouldn't look at me.
What would happen when you went in? Can you sort of run through what they'd say and what you'd say?
I believe they were rude at the finish. I think all they said was out. You again, or something like that, you see. But
did you ever get as far as a medical examination, or did they just glance at you and say...
Oh, they just glanced. They didn't want us at all. They had the choice. There were hundreds. Everybody was queuing up to go.
Do Did you make any attempt to improve your physique coming there?
Oh, did I not? I did everything I could. I had running and jumping, but it didn't make the slightest difference. Dumbbells? Yeah, I was 32 inches around the chest. That's all I also remember. A 13 and a half collar size and 32-inch chest, and I was 5 feet 6 tall.
Now, you couldn't get into the army. You were trying. Did anybody say anything to you about not joining up, or did anyone get at you?
Well, I was a member of a club, football club, and the boss of the fellow that ran the football club was a school teacher, an ex-Bede College man. And eventually he said to us one day, "Here," he said, "stop going about getting into the army. If you hang on a bit, Bede College are going to form a company, and I'm joining it, so I'll get you into that." So that, by then, was reaching the end of August. So suddenly we got word round about the 28th of August. And on the Friday we went up to Spennymoor and we joined, just signed on in the army and got the King's shilling. We hadn't a medical examination of any description.
Do you mean the end 28th of August or 28th of September? Because you...
Are we talking now? I think it was September.
So not August. So you'd been trying to join for about 6 weeks.
Yes,
by then.
Yes, that was it.
Had you had any pressure from your friends to join? I mean, were you...
All wanted to join.
But you couldn't get in. Did they take the mickey out of you, or...?
Oh, no.
They could see you were trying, then?
Oh, yes.
What happened when you were told to go to Spennymoor, which is near Bishop Auckland? What happened when you arrived at Spennymoor?
We just went to this house, and I remember the name was... Whether it was the house or the terrace, was Mount Pleasant. And there were quite a crowd there, and... We just went into this room, and a chap called Dobby, a teacher... just filled a form in, that was all. Is your heart sound and all that sort of thing, and no eyesight test or anything.
There was no proper... Was there a doctor there to...
I think there was a doctor there. He would sign the form, you see.
Did he actually give you any sort of medical examination?
Oh, none of the slightest. Didn't even look at you. I believe he did look at you.
What about your chest size? Because that's well under the size. Did he not notice, or was it just...
Oh, well, they put 36 down or something like that, you see. Same as you, my young friend, Neesham, was only 17. We, of course, put 19 down for that, you see. I was 18, I put 19 down.
Now, what unit were you joining at this time? You say it was a Bede company. Bede College of Durham University were raising it.
Yes.
What company was it going... What company did it... Was it?
Well, we were B company in this 18th DLI.
And that's what you were going to be right from the start?
That's what it was.
You didn't need to be a member of Bede College, then? They weren't interested in...
No,
that.
They wouldn't have enough, but to a fair proportion of Bede College people there.
So you signed up at Spennymoor. What happened then?
We came home for the weekend.
What did your parents say about you? You've joined up.
Well, they knew they couldn't do anything about it. There's nothing would have stopped us at all.
Were they upset at all, or pleased?
No, I can't remember.
So, after the weekend?
Well, we were We must have been given instructions at Spennymoor, because we came to the station on the Monday morning here and then trained for Durham City. And I remember lining up on the Durham City platform and somebody shouting Form 4s and the right old mess up, you know, and that sort of thing. And of course, quite a few of them had no knowledge at all. I had a little bit.
How had you got your knowledge?
I got mine from my cousin at Darlington, who was had been a cadet. And he drilled me. I was there during the when the war started. And he drilled, practiced on me in the their back garden.
So it was an informal training?
Oh, yes. It was a question of Form 4s and that sort of thing, you see, just a little bit. He was also practising himself.
Where did you go from Durham, then?
Well, we marched to a village called West Rainton. And we were billeted in a... whether it was a women's institute, but the village hall. And there we were... we would be there for a week or a fortnight, perhaps.
While you were there... for during this week, what happened? I mean, were you doing any training?
Oh, yes, we were out there doing mostly squad drill, you know, Form 4s. They started right at the beginning.
What did that consist of?
Well, lining up, and you're numbered, and then you form 4s, and you're right, and you're on the left quick march and you were off, and you perhaps did a bit of running. I think it was mostly squad drill. It was varied a little bit. They did try to vary it a bit.
You didn't get onto weapons drill?
Oh, not for weeks.
Were you issued with a uniform while you were at...
Well, we were in civvies for about a fortnight.
So all the time you were at this hall?
All the time we were... that hall, we were in civvies.
What accommodation did you have? Were you just...
Well, there was just this hall, and we slept on the wooden floor. And I'm not quite sure, but I think we had a blanket each.
Was it just your this company, B Company?
That was just our company that was there. I don't know what happened with the other companies.
What did you think of this initial experience?
It was lovely.
What did you like about it?
Everything. I liked the fellows. I liked the life. It was just what I wanted. I was never happier in my life.
So you don't...
And we used to sing there at night, "We've got a mighty British Empire, the finest ever known." We used to sing our little hearts out. And when I think of it today and what they've done with it, and the state this country's in, full of foreigners, I wonder what it was for.
So, you were there for a week, doing this basic drill training.
Yes.
Where did you go then?
Well, we went to an old mansion called Cock and Hall.
Where's that near?
On the way to Durham. It was between West Rainton and Durham City. It's near Finkel Abbey. It was near the other side of the river.
And what were your billets there?
Well, we went into Cock and Hall, into the private rooms.
You all had private... You...
We were. I'm not quite sure the other companies were or not.
How many to a room?
Well, in our room, which was perhaps as big as this...
15 foot square?
There'd be about 12. You just had enough room to lie down in.
Still on the floor, then?
Had about 3 feet apiece. They were still on the floor, yes.
And what you carried on your training there. We'll talk about the training later.
Yes.
What about something we haven't mentioned so far, the food? How were you getting on with food at both these places?
Well, I can't remember much about Leamside. But... when we got to Cocken, there were some caterers there from York, and the food, well, today, of course, you'd throw it back at them, but we were too hungry to criticise, and we ate it. I suppose it was good in its way. Anyhow, we ailed nothing. I never remember a man going on sick.
What meals would you get during the day?
Well, we got a breakfast. We got coffee early, about 7. And then at 9, we did about an hour's physical drill before breakfast. And then we had brekker about 9.
What would the physical drill be?
What was it?
PT, was that?
PT, yes. Ordinary PT.
What would you have for your breakfast?
Well, we had... Dulcet asking a bit this. Sausage and bacon. But it was like all food. Wherever you get food, in hospitals and anywhere else, good food is not the same thing as served individually. The same food handed out in a house would be a different thing entirely.
You're talking about presentation, really?
Yes, yes.
So there was no presentation, there was just...
These people called Bartons of York, the way, that was the name of the caterers. And of course it was put into big trays and served as the orderlies brought it. There were orderlies for the day, you see. They brought it in and you walked up to it and it was put onto your plate. And
what about after you'd had breakfast, what would you do then?
Oh, well, you were back again on the parade ground or a route march.
What would the route march be like?
Well, I don't suppose they would start with a 20-miler. They'll be about, start with up to 10 miles, I think.
What was the procedure on a route march? How did they organise it?
Well, you all paraded on the parade ground and just wheeled off in different companies.
You'd go as a battalion then?
Sometimes, on special occasions, the battalion went.
You'd join the rest of the battalion then at Cockenhall?
We joined the rest, yes. Well, we moved off, we were in huts, permanent huts, by this time.
Right, so you weren't in the private rooms long, you were then transferred to
about a week.
So you'd move off, would you get a rest period every hour?
Every hour, well, you marched for 50 minutes and got 10 minutes off. You'll fall out for 10 minutes. And up to then, well, we hadn't rifles, it was money for jam, we were just walking. We'd been issued with uniforms, and we found it pretty easy just walking along, you know.
This was just the normal khaki uniform you'd been issued?
Just a normal khaki uniform.
During the route marches, would you sing at that early stage?
Oh, sang all the time.
What sort of songs did you sing?
God knows. But off duty, well, we had some pretty cannily educated men, and they used to sing all sorts of songs that I've know today, some from opera even. Yes.